Scheffler. Let's get to the number one player in the world. Where's Scotty?
He is at one under. Looks like he's about nine holes through. Okay. Xander Schauffele also at one under. Let's see here.
Schauffele.
Kropka, I think, has fallen out of the top.
Who?
He was Brooks Kropka. He seems to have fallen out of this
thing. Why do you do that, man? You know, the guy lives in South Florida.
Does he?
Somebody that likes him, and he hangs out with all the athletes. He tries to hang out with all the athletes.
He tries to. I'm sure he's great.
Why can't you just say his name? Why can't you say Kepka?
Let's see here. Patrick Reed. Do we know him? He's even. Adam Scott,
you know
even.
Patrick Reed is. Just taking shots at the live guys is all you're doing.
That's Brooks, he's about that. He's plus one now. Tied for 40th. To see it.
Early.
Yeah, it is early.
Early, before you decide who you want to bury and stuff. Tournament before we get to the cut. They've got you today and tomorrow before you decide you can really start, you know, your own way of ripping the guys you don't like. That's fine. I mean, that's good.
All right, you want to talk about something we do like, Joe?
Yeah.
All right, we got a three-game series starting tomorrow with Kansas City coming to town, take on the Marlins here. And tomorrow we have Dollar Dog Night. So that's one thing we got going tomorrow. We also have Pokemon Go Night tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh.
So they got a ticket package. You can go marlins.com/promotions, and you can check out the Pokemon thing. People are getting pretty nutty over the Pokemon, my son included. Then on Saturday, Joe, it'll be the City Connect Saturdays. They wear those nice uniforms. They got a beer fest going on, Colombian Heritage Celebration going on. There's a ticket package for that. Then on
Colombian
Sunday,
Heritage will have some beautiful people there at the game.
Then on Sunday, we got a rooster plush, one of those running roosters there for the first 5,000 kids. Also, it is the 4 for $44, 4 game tickets, 4 dogs, 4 sodas, 4 popcorns, $44.
Yeah, 4 for $44, man. It's the best deal they've had.
Yep.
It's the best deal, no question. So, Kansas City, and then San Diego comes in town Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday as well. So they got the 6-game homestand, and they are moving right back towards 500.
Probably a good idea too, Joe, to jump on those Yankee tickets because the Yanks are coming to town here.
Oh,
August 2nd and 3rd.
Yeah,
and the 3rd, Joe, is Jack McKeon Hall of Fame bobblehead night.
Oh man,
or day. It's a day game.
I got to tell you, that guy.
You go way back with him, right?
Well, yeah. I think we all like Jack McKeon.
Yeah.
Jack McKeon was doing stuff. I don't know if anybody remembers that run they had to win in the World Series against the Yankees, including, you know, pitching Josh Beckett in Game 6 instead of
I think everybody
7.
Remembers. That was one of the greatest runs in our town's history. That was a fun team.
They got on him the day before. They were killing him. Like, what are you doing? You got your ace. You got the extra day. And he's like, he's ready to go. We're going to try to end this in 6. Screw 7. And, man, everything. And Jack is a go-to-church-every-day guy. He was on that Don Chula go-to-church-every-day thing. And, man, I tell you what, the big man was listening to him because everything he put a starting pitcher in middle relief and like, what are you doing? He goes, I'm trying to win today. He just everything he did worked. And what a run. So, yeah, glad for Jack McKeon. That's pretty cool. And honoring some of the history. It's the good history of Marlins baseball. All right, great stuff, Woody. And we got a lot more stuff to get to here today, man, as we've been sliding around. Hey, by the way, just so you know, everybody's got their favorite sports documentaries. There's more coming out. I was thinking during the break of all – you know, one of my favorites is that one that was done on the draft, on the Marino draft class. The 83 draft class, done by Marv Dimoff. It was phenomenal, right? All the guys and what everybody was saying behind the scenes and all those guys that were taken. And Danny was the last guy. Elway was the first guy. And Elway changed teams. He didn't want to go to Baltimore and play for them at the time. And it was just... that was great, the whole thing and what it was like. And Danny sitting there waiting to find out. And teams passed on him and goes to the Dolphins at the end. And it was just great. And what they thought of each other. And Jim Kelly didn't want to go to Buffalo and made it really clear. He didn't want to go there. He went to USFL. It was just the That was, I think, probably a lot of it because we know all the characters. I mean, we know those guys. Jim Kelly was a played at University of Miami, and Danny, and played for the Dolphins and had a Hall of Fame career, and Elway, who, boy, he's been through a lot. God, he just got cleared of whatever happened on the golf cart where his agent fell off the back of the golf cart and died. What a crazy story that was, too. All right, Woody, and besides all that stuff and trying to bring everybody down about that kind of stuff, I do want to mention that the Dolphins rookie class, and it is a big one, and I know Savanaya, their big guard, is still trying to get things worked out. His second-round picks are trying to get more guaranteed money, like the first round, and I see, I'm guessing, the legal end up caving on some of this because they want these guys in, especially the way we want our second-round pick to be a starter, like, soon as he gets there. There's going to be a lot of teams probably in that same boat. But this is a big year for this draft class. Big, big year, bigger than others, because finally the team is coming out and saying we need a lot of these young guys. Probably should have done it before, I believe is what Mike McDaniel had to say about it. But, yeah, Kenneth Grant, and Savanaya, and Jordan Phillips, and Jason Marshall, all going to get a really good chance to start or play a lot of football right away. A lot. And not to mention all the other guys in the secondary, defensive secondary, that have been on the roster, that haven't played a lot, will also get their opportunities to start. It's going to be a little different makeup. This is not going to be a bunch of old vets that they signed to come in and kind of patch in there and play. And they're going to go young. And some of it's their own doing because they friggin' spent so much money last year that they went on a tight budget this year. Try to clean things up. So here we go. Here we go from top to finish. And I do want to say this. I feel a lot better about Tyreek Hill than a lot of you do as far as the kind of year he's going to have, especially when Vegas put out there, Woody, that 975-yard over-under [S2] Yes. [S1] On yards.
What's the scenario that doesn't happen? I mean, he would have to get hurt.
So
because even like here's the thing though too, like the drop off should not be as significant at backup when Tua eventually gets hurt, right?
Yeah, I would think they're in much better.
I mean, I hope they
with Zach Wilson. This although, year, yes,
you know, you want to give them the benefit of the doubt, but they thought Skyler was going to be good too. So
yeah, but
that didn't work out.
I would like to think that Zach Wilson is a lot better than Skylar Thompson.
I would hope so.
Experience-wise, and I know he didn't play last year. He didn't play last year either, you know, except for preseason football. But I just think Tyreek is set. I think he has just he's heard everybody yapping. He's heard people for the first time in his life that didn't want him on the team. I just expect he's going to go back to 1,500 yards and going to be way over 1,000 yards again. I don't think he's going to flirt around 2,000 yards. That would surprise me. But I knew things were pretty serious. First of all, he was at camp every day, even though he couldn't do a lot because of his wrist. But when that guy went out, Woody, I don't know, maybe I read into this too much. When a guy who's been in this league for 10 years is going out and runs in a couple of track meets and runs 10.1 something, 100 meters, that is screaming that this guy wants to get it back and that he wanted to shut up that he can't run anymore, which I thought he looked a lot slower last year. But, boy.
Well, they put out that clip, too, I think it was on the Dolphins' Twitter account that had him running in and out of those little cones.
Yeah. No,
and he looks yeah. good. He looked like Tyreek.
Yes.
But it's been an uneven off season though for him too, right? Like he's had some good and some bad.
Well,
it's been an interesting one for him.
I think he realized whatever happened between he and his wife on that divorce, and that's probably going to get ugly or uglier. He can't win that one. I think he knows that and is just better off just not saying anything and letting everybody handle it and get back in and get focused on football. And that's what it looks like he's been doing. So, and any guy that leaves to go run in two different states, 10.1 in 100 meters is unbelievable, especially after 30 years old that's played in the NFL as long as he had. And he's had some injuries. To go out and run that fast is just unbelievable. So I'm looking for him to look like and put up some big numbers. And that's going to be the job of that coaching staff and those quarterbacks to be able to get him the football again. And I don't think he's the only guy. I think there's also they're going to emphasize getting the ball to Jaylen Waddle as well on the other side. Pay Jaylen Waddle a lot of money. They didn't pay him to be, you know, look like a third receiver instead of a second receiver. I think Jaylen Waddle's going to have a big year. I think he's going to get his yards per catch back up. I think he's going to have over 1,000 yards. I mean, you can't have Jaylen Waddle with 750 yards. There's no way. Like, what are we doing? And some of it, he had some drops in there, don't get me wrong, but he's got to touch the ball more. And I know everybody with the running game, yes, all that's important, and get the ball this guy, getting the ball that guy. But two guys you spend all the money on the outside, to be a one and a two receiver, those guys need to be a priority. And it's the job of that coaching staff to find ways to get him, get both those guys the football. And that should be a big, big priority of this team. Don't get me wrong. Running game is important. Taking care of that third and one and fourth and one and being able to run and get a damn first down, yes, and keep drives going. But we got to get those big plays back in this offense, man. Cold weather, warm weather, in-between weather, indoor weather, overseas weather. We need to be able to get those guys rolling on the outside. We need those big splash plays that we didn't have a lot of last year. All right, we're going to break, man. Got to go to Beverly's Jewelers, my jeweler. Hey, Jeff and Amanda, thank you. Thank you for years and years, what you've done. Jeff and I go back 35 or 36 years now, going in there for that first diamond ring. And Jeff, thank you. Can't thank you through the years because you've never changed. Most consistent human being I know is Jeff at Beverly's Jewelers. And I know when it comes to the jewelry and things you get there, whether it's a birthday, an anniversary, a diamond engagement ring, Jeff and the family and that professional staff will take great care of you. Matter of fact, I got a great one for you. They got a stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond VVS Clarity E-Color set in a custom-made 14-carat diamond ring for just $3,999. Are you thinking what I'm thinking? I want to get engaged. I really don't have enough money to do it. I don't want to lose her. I know she wants the ring. This is the way to go. Wait until you go in and see it for yourself, and you can ask a zillion questions about it. Man, it is unbelievable. It is truly unbelievable. Please go in and see it, ask questions about it, and then you're going to be set. By the way, gold prices are at an all-time high. Beverly's paying top dollar for your gold, your silver, diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment for you to take home. They're in Fort Lauderdale off Commercial Boulevard. Or you can go to bevjewelers.com. Beverly's Jewelers really is where South Florida gets engaged. All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Mark Ross from the NFL Network. He's back from vacation. I see he's been working, is going to join us this morning, and we'll get caught up with all the news. By the way, it is going on everywhere. Omar said it the other day. I've been saying it because sometimes when something's not completely the way you want on your football team, you go, it's just a Dolphins thing. No, there's a whole bunch of guys around the league right now that want new contracts. They're under contract, but feel like they've played better than their contracts, want guaranteed money, want a new contract up, you know, and so these teams, and a lot of them are right around that 30-year-old mark. And the downside on the other side of 30 starts to scare teams about giving a lot of money, especially guaranteed money. We saw it last year. And so that's where the league is. It's an interesting one. And, of course, the second round is now trying to get second round of the draft. And the agents are trying to stick together and get these guys guaranteed money. If you're not aware of this, it's not a big deal. But first round contracts are guaranteed. So if you sign up the four-year contract, which they do, and that money's guaranteed. You get all that. The signing bonus and the base salary is all guaranteed. And so second round is now trying to get that. That's one of the reasons, along with darn near every second round pick like ours, Savanaya is holding out right now. He has not signed his contract as a second round pick. And listen, we need that guy. Not only do we need him, we moved from 48 to 37 to get him earlier in the second round and gave up some draft picks to bring him in. And they brought him in to start. And they brought him in to start day one, not down the road right now. And so we'll see. But, yeah, a lot of guys holding out right now. A lot of pass rushers, a couple wide receivers, trying to get some new contracts. So, by the way, the business of some of the pass rushers, one in Dallas, one in Pittsburgh, and one in Cincinnati want some big, big dollars for 14, 15, 16, and what guy in – well, what's the guy, 17 and a half sacks the last 2 years in Cincinnati. So, yeah, these guys going, hey, man, I know I'm 30 or almost 30. I want to get paid. And then the guy in Dallas, he's gonna cost guys looking probably $40 million. And the longer Dallas waits, the more expensive it gets as the price goes up every day on these deals. So every team's going through it, and we've got one. I think it'll all get worked out. Zach Sealer is not looking for that kind of money that those other three pass rushers are looking for on the outside. But I am really curious to see what is going to happen with Zach Sealer's contract. His point is, and the team has made this clear, and I was told too, if you're a defensive tackle and you're looking to get paid, you got to have sacks. And he saw his buddy Christian Wilkins, who he played next to, and they're very close, very close. Zach and Christian are very close. And he watched, and Christian did everything, tackles for loss, a zillion tackles. I mean, he made more plays a tackle than of any tackle I can remember, the amount of tackles that he had. And what did he have, like 91 year, had almost 100? I mean, it just, for an inside player on the defensive line to have that many plays is just not something you're used to seeing. Hell, Sealer was getting 70 himself. They were just really big numbers what they were getting. But he had 3.5 sacks that 1 year. So when the Dolphins are going around telling everybody, hey, we can't pay Christian, he does everything we want, his leadership leads this, you know, his personality and attitude lead the defense, but he only has 3.5 sacks. 3.5 sacks, you can't pay a guy if he's got 3.5 sacks. We don't care about pressures, we hit sacks. So now, followed by Zach Sealer, who goes 10 sacks, 10 sacks. And he's going, hey, I've outplayed this new contract you gave me. I want a new contract. If I don't ask now, what, Zach's getting ready to turn 30 here, if I'm not mistaken. He wants to get paid. Then on top of that, you've got him playing with three rookie draft picks on the defensive line. He'll be playing next to him. They'll be playing behind them. But their growth is going to be a lot of it tied to him. The way he works every day, they can see it. He can talk to them. He's going to be a big asset, especially to the coaches and everything else in their development. So if there's ever been a guy that's got a case to get some more money, I don't know how much. I don't know what he's looking for. Drew Rosenhaus is an agent. But I would – no. So far, nobody's gotten paid. You saw Jonnu Smith. Yeah, we're not paying you. You got a year left. I know you had a great year, but we're not paying you. So they trade him. So I'm curious, like everybody else, see what's going to happen with Zach Sealer. I think a lot of people think he's going to go to the Christian Wilkins plan, and that is practice some every day, But in the drills where you're going against other players on the other side of the football in practice, or in these other practices you're going to have against all three teams you're going to play against in preseason, he's not going to practice. He's going to be there, so you can't find me. I'm there. I'm doing some drills, but I'm not doing all of them. So I hope they get that worked out, because Zach's a hell of a guy, really good player. I believe he was voted MVP of the team last year, if I'm not mistaken. Doing everything right. Does everything right. As durable as anybody that plays in the NFL. But he wants his money. And he realizes he's run out of time to get paid. That will be a really interesting one to watch and see. I'm curious with all these guys, because all these guys dealing with the same age and same thing. You got two pass rushers, either 30 or almost 30 years old, who want new contracts. And I get it. Teams are going, man, coming off a good year, but, man, I don't know how long we can pay you, and before we end up getting burned and you start breaking down and your numbers drop off. So that's where the NFL is versus the player and the agent. That is that's a tough one. And you got a bunch of guys that every time you turn around, we had a couple of them last year, 29, almost 30, just turned 30. And like, oh, boy, got a lot of wear and tear on those tires, man. I don't know how much tread you have left to pay you. All right, speaking of that, we're going to talk to Mark Ross about some of that stuff from NFL Network. When we come back, we'll talk to him, and we got a lot more stuff to get to here. But before we do, I want to take a moment to talk to guys out there going through some hard times. And I've been there. I've been as low as you can be. And if you're going through it right now, some hard times have hit you in your life and it started to affect you. Anxiety has kicked in, depression. Maybe the drinking's gotten you a little bit, and it's a little out of hand right now, and you know it when it is. I knew. Doesn't mean you're weak. It means you're human. Recovery Unplugged in Fort Lauderdale. These folks, they get it, man. They've helped 19,000 people in 13 years with treatment for mental health and substance abuse, led by expert doctors and therapists who build a plan around you. Inpatient, outpatient, virtual care. Most insurance is accepted. So if you think you need a reset, Recovery Unplugged is your spot. Call 954-737-4508 or visit recoveryunplugged.com. Recovery Unplugged, heal out loud.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Toyotaofhollywood.com.
All right, Woody, and joining us, man, I wish Mark Ross of NFL Network lived down here in South Florida. I think I'd just be hanging out. I'd just bug him. His poor wife would be going, please tell Joe Rose to stay away from us. Mark Ross joins us this morning. How you doing, man?
What's up, Joe? I'm actually down here now. I'm in Hollywood, Florida at a family event. It's 20th anniversary. Speaking of my wife, our 20th anniversary celebration and one of my uncle's 80th birthday party. So we're in Hollywood, Florida.
Congratulations, man. Hey, thanks. You know what? That marriage thing has not always been easy in the Rose family, so through the years. So thank you. That's fantastic, Mark. That's great. And 80th birthday.
Appreciate it. Take it hour by hour, Joe. Day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it, man. Yes, honey, you're right. Oh, no, that was on me. That's not on you. That's on me. I get it, Mark. I'm with you. Hey, so – boy, it happens all the time. I've been getting this from Dolphin fans who, you know, we're coming around, but it's been real slow with everything that's taken place this offseason. But it's going around the NFL, right? These guys don't all of a sudden last second go, I need a new contract. The team's got a pretty good idea after the season off of how guys play. The agent's already making calls of who wants a new contract and who doesn't, right? It's going on all over the NFL.
Oh, it's really going around for years, Joe. You know, you should really identify it. And I was on a show the other day, you're talking about the Jets and the Jets' new way of doing things. And, you know, it's really, you want to draft well. You want to hit on your first, second round picks specifically, but your draft picks, and then re-sign them, you know, and keep them. You know, that's the goal. And if you have to pay a lot, well, that's fine, because then you've identified the players that you should identify. And so, no, the players, you know, with the Dolphins or even around the league, it's not something that, oh, all of a sudden we got to pay X player. It's years that you should know or planning for that.
Right. And the thing is, the earlier you do it, instead of waiting, like Cowboys are notorious for waiting too long and then end up paying a zillion friggin' more dollars. But that's the good ones, right? Have a good vision when you can to get an extension.
Yeah, and then when you do it, you know, let's just say Garrett Wilson's contract or Sauce Gardner is like, wow, that's a lot of money. 2 years from now, he's going to be fifth or sixth, just like Patrick Surtain is on the cornerback list where he was one just a year ago. Now he's, I believe, fifth. So, yeah, the earlier you can do it, the better for your cap and the better financially you are.
All right, so I've been hitting these guys with this morning. Tell me, of the guys right now, of the teams in the NFL, I just want to know if you're with me on this list or not, of teams that when they had that first meeting, they really mean it when they stand in front of the team and everybody's together, the veterans and the rookies, and they go, this is our goal, and you're going, okay, they have a chance to get to that Super Bowl. Kansas City, Baltimore, and Buffalo, the only teams in AFC that I think have a chance to go to the Super Bowl. Are you going to add anybody else to my list?
You know, those, of course, are the easy ones and the ones you definitely have to think of. And then, no, there's other teams, if things break right, you know, that everything has to go right, or you know, the Chargers, let's just throw them in the mix there. You know, a team like that where, yeah, you can realistically look at that team and say,
okay,
year two of Harbaugh and what we did last year, and we should be a lot better. You know, a team like Denver where, okay, we had a rookie quarterback last year. Now we're in year two with Bo Nix, and our defense has gotten even stronger. And so, no, those teams aren't completely out of the realm of, yes, we're not just looking around like if the Giants coaches are sitting up there talking about we're going to go to the Super Bowl, and everybody's right. Like, let's just try to win three games. But, yeah, I would say definitely the big three, and then there's a couple sprinkled in there that, yeah, if things go right, you have a chance.
Mark, I'm going to switch it over a little harder in the NFC. I got Philly, Washington, and a lot of this is what I saw in the playoffs. Detroit, I like the Rams a lot. I think that young talent and what they've added, especially at the wide receiver, I think Devontae is still a really good wide receiver. The team I got on the bubble is Green Bay. I'm still not sold. They're good enough to get to a Super Bowl, but they're a playoff team. Is there anybody else you'd add to that group in the NFC?
No, that's pretty much it. It's much more wide open in the NFC, and you know, not the superpowers like those AFC teams where you look at some teams, you pick them apart, but then when you compare them against each other, like, well, you know, they do have a chance. You know, Detroit has a chance. Green Bay has a chance, you know. Philly, it's so hard to repeat, you know, so of course they're going to be in the mix, but it's just so hard to repeat that I'm just going to pick somebody to say they're going to knock them off. But, it's just a lot more wide open. We mentioned the Rams. I mean, the Rams really gave Philly the most trouble in the whole playoff run. You know, down there in the snow, cold, and Philly at the link, and they had a chance, you know, Stafford with the ball in his hands to try to win the game. And as you said, I think they've only gotten better, that young defensive talent. And I think Stafford still has a lot left, and Sean McVay may be top two coach in the league. So, yeah, I really like their chances.
All right, so the Steelers, the way they did things, a little different than I think we're all used to seeing. Rodgers signed late. They made a big trade with the Miami Dolphins to get a cornerback and a pass-receiving tight end, who, by the way, I think I'm probably higher on Jonnu Smith than most people. I think he's really good just watching him last year for up close with every play. What's your take on the Steelers?
I mean, the Steelers, you just, you know, for so many years, they were the standard. And then now over the last, I don't know, 4 years or 5 years or so, really towards the end of Big Ben's reign, you're like, well, what are they doing here? And, you know, they're really just kind of patching it together to keep Tomlin's win-loss streak in line rather than nobody's looking at that team and thinking they really have a legitimate chance to win the Super Bowl. You know, a bunch of, you know, I've been down on Aaron Rodgers for years, even when he was at Green Bay, saw the decline and, you know, piecing it together. They better get Watt signed because he's really the MVP of that team. When he plays, they win. When he doesn't, they lose. So I don't think Pittsburgh really has a realistic chance to do anything, you know, significant, you know, even in their own division. Of course, Baltimore is a class of it. Cincinnati, you better score 35 to beat them. The defense has to be a little bit better than you know, Pittsburgh to me is really fighting with Cleveland for the third and fourth spot in that division.
Yeah. So on top of all that, how do you handle, we got three of the best players in football want new contracts or pass rushers, and they're special guys and they're making a lot of money these days. Couple of them are close to that 30 or right at that 30, and teams mm-hmm. are in a difficult situation. Last thing you want to do is be paying somebody after 30 a lot of money, knowing mm-hmm. that the numbers start to go the wrong direction there. What's your take on how this ends up for Hendrickson and TJ Watt?
Yeah, I think the Pittsburgh situation is a little more cut and dry. As I mentioned, you know, Watt's a pillar of that organization. They have to get that done. So I think that Will Hendrickson's a little bit more up in the air just because of the age, and, you know, even with him, that defense was atrocious. Their own team may be looking like, well, wait a minute, we can't give this guy a boatload of money. I know he was a productive player, but didn't really move the needle with making our defense better. Can we replace that with some younger talent or guys we've drafted need to step up or trade? So that one could get a little bit more down in the weeds there. Micah Parsons, the other one, you mentioned Dallas, taking forever. You know, this should have been done, and now here we are again. And that'll get done, too, because Jerry will completely overpay him, and well, he deserves it, and Jerry will say, yeah, I had this planned all along. Yeah. You know, that quote he said, I want to make sure it's right, and I don't know, something he said about making sure it's right and not at the right time or something. But, yeah, that'll get done just because they have to pay Micah no matter what the cost.
All right. You notice I haven't asked you about the Dolphins. So here we go. It's been one of the most negative off seasons I can remember from everybody, local, nationally, the way things have been handled with certain guys and everything. What's your take when it's all said and done? Tua is back. Try and stay healthy for 17 with still some really good weapons. What can they do?
Yeah, you know, I think – I always start with the division. Let's start in the division. You know, Buffalo, we mentioned them. They're going to win it. Unless something tragic happens there to Josh Allen. Right. And then I think the Patriots are significantly better. They may be the most improved team in the league just with Rabel getting in there and a year or two of Drake May, all the free agent signings. I thought they crushed it in the draft. So I think they'll be significantly better. And the Jets will be better as well with Aaron Glenn in there. But the Dolphins will be kind of competing with those other three for the 2, 3, 4 there. But I just don't see them really making a Super Bowl push, let's just say, or a deep run in the playoffs. You know, it's been the playoff drought. I'd pick them to continue that playoff drought as opposed to making anything significant happen, unfortunately.
They're going young. They have made any bones about it for the first time. I mean, they're talking about we got to play a lot of young guys. They didn't spend a lot of money on free agency. A lot of guys are on the cheap. How do you feel about Kenneth Grant and Savanaya at the guard position once he signs here in the second round?
You know, this guy's just got to step up. You know, it's been years where the Dolphins, you know, I think every time we get on here we talk about the O-line, and it's they've invested in it, it just haven't hit. And you're just hoping, you know, they hit this time. And, you know, the big guy, the up and down at Michigan, you know, Grant, we see the talent, but we saw the inconsistencies. And, you know, that's what you're hoping on. But let's just see if this guy consistent be a force in here for us.
Yeah. And so Mark, I got to ask you, and we talk so much football. So you've been married 20 years, man, which, by the way, you live in South Florida. That's pretty damn good. You can stay married 20 years. So I want to ask you, what do you do now at 20 years? Did you have to go the extra mile on this one? How'd you treat it? What were expectations from your wife, if you don't mind me asking? Mark, I don't know you that well, but
No. She doesn't expect much, man. She's good. That's why it's an easy one. We're having a nice little party with a whole gathering about 85 people. But she didn't expect it at all, didn't ask for it, but we did it anyway, and it'll be a nice celebration.
Oh, that's great, man. So do you have family? I know, Mark, you guys do spend a lot of time in South Florida. You have family down here then, huh?
We do, yeah, we do. My wife actually was born in Pompano Beach and then moved up to Philly when she was very young. But we still have a lot of family in Pompano and Miami, Coral Springs, so all littered up around this South Florida area. So definitely that's why we're down here so much.
Well, I tell you what, Mark, I didn't know, man, you've been whole. You know, you ever get bored one night and you need somebody to go have a beer with and just talk a little bit. Now, I mean, I can talk, Mark. Now, we can get together up that way. I really appreciate it. Congratulations on 20 years.
Thank you, Jeff.
Have a great time with your family, Mark. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Joe. Yep. Anytime. Thanks.
Mark Ross joining us from NFL Network. We got a lot of guys, man, from NFL. Now, Baldy lives down here. He's down here all the time out in the water. Never invites us out on that damn boat. Never. Baldy's got that boat, nice boat, in the Atlantic Ocean, and you think he ever calls. I don't want to go snorkeling or anything. Just live through Baldy a little bit as a single man, that's all. All right, we got to go to break here. We've got a lot more stuff. Appreciate Mark Ross always coming on, man, with us. Always great about coming on here. We've got the 9 o'clock hour coming up. 9 o'clock hour coming up. I do want to talk about something that I dealt with. Not throwing anybody else in this. This was a Joe Rose problem. Atlantic Men's Clinic, thank you guys so much for knocking out low T and ED for me. Oh, man. I never met a guy yet that goes, I got low T and ED. It's so exciting. I'm so happy, especially during the summer. I'm getting ready to go on vacation and be with the family. And, oh, God, spend some extra time with my wife. But, you know, we might as well be friends because – no sex drive at all. My energy level shot. I don't even feel like going on those long walks, and we're going in the mountains. Man, you don't want to go through that. Oh, man, I was up in Lake Tahoe. I wanted to be able to walk and chase that wife of mine around and like it used to be before I had all that stuff. And you know what? Thank you, Atlantic Men's Clinic. And if you're going through it right now, I just want to tell you, set up that first appointment. It'll be the best thing you ever did. Atlantic Men's Clinic. Does it the right way. I always tell everybody there's a professional and right way to do it. There's a lot of places out there. There's only one Atlantic Men's Clinic. I'm telling you right now, set up that first appointment. You get the PSA test done. You get all your testing. You meet with their professionals, and they put together a plan that's perfect for your situation. Not mine, not somebody else's, yours. 877-455-7300. Set up that first appointment. I got more good news. You can go to AtlanticMen'sClinic.com, or we got 7 locations throughout South Florida, including a brand new one in Hollywood that is really, really nice. I'm not leaving Plantation, though. It's a great place and really nicely set up. But the people are so good at what they do, you're going to get great results. Bottom line is every man has ED and low T, and they're going to get it at some point. When you do, what are you going to do about it? I hope you go to Atlantic Men's Clinic because you're in for unbelievable results. Set up that first appointment today.